Your attention, please.
This is
Like a Virgin.
Capture that essence of feeling in a song.
Like a Virgin.
And the point is to collaborate.
I think we're going to reveal
an original undercover will be played
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
Milky Chance in this morning for Like a Virgin on Triple J. Clemens, Philip, you've brought in Antonio and Sebastian. Good morning. Hello, fellas.
Morning.
So you're in the country for Groovin' the Moo. Have you got to see much of Australia in your time off? Or
nope.
No, you've been quite busy. I know you've been doing lots of side shows. How have they been going?
Really cool. Yeah, we played River Stage in Brisbane and with the Wombats together. That was a pretty beautiful venue. Really nice crowd, but also Sydney and like Melbourne. It's cool. It's been good.
And so you've been hanging out with the Wombats guys?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, but then it didn't happen.
Oh, what were the plans? What were you supposed to do?
We just wanted to have some drinks, but then we were all really tired.
And then chilled out.
And then did you play a show with them?
Or? I mean, they play Groove in the Moo, so we see them on the festival.
Yeah. Did you get time to go to the Magnetic Island party?
No,
sadly we didn't. We played with the Wombats in Adelaide.
It was the same day.
Oh, no, it was Brisbane. Sorry.
Oh, so you missed out. That's like the Groove in the Moo artist party.
Yeah, everybody was talking about it. Like, dude, that's the best day in the year and Magnetic Island and blah, blah, blah. It's cool, but we won't come there.
Working hard.
Apart from the Wombats, have you, gotten a bit chummy, made friends with anyone else you've been playing with at Groove in the Moo?
We met Tash. Sultana?
Tash Sultana, yeah.
She's great. And we talked a little bit to K-Fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We met her and we doing got to promo,
know,
actually.
We got to know Amy Shark because Amy Shark. She's supporting our side shows. So she's really cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Shout out.
And when you're at Groove in the Moo and say you want to go see Amy Shark, do you go out with the punters, like out with the people and watch?
Well,
I did watch from the side stage.
Yep.
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, sometimes you do it, though. Yeah. If you, like, feel like it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Of course.
Feeling a little crazy. Why not? Get out amongst it. Now, this is a question as well. I was wondering, because obviously, you German guys down here from Germany, do you sing your songs in German as well, or just all English?
No.
All English?
Yeah, all English.
Is there
I always write in English. Yeah. I never wrote songs in German.
Why is that?
Well, because all the music I listen to is English. So, like, all the input and the inspiration is in English, so...
So, in Germany, when you're driving and you have the radio on, are they playing English songs through the radio?
Yeah, sure. I mean...
A lot.
So, it's a mix. So, it's a mix of German songs and English songs coming through.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too much German music.
I mean, it also depends on the channel. Most pop or, like, the bigger channels, they play, like... Probably more than 50% English-speaking music.
Yeah. Interesting.
So what original are you going to be playing for us this morning for Like a Virgin?
We're going to play our second single from the album, and it's called Blossom.
The album track Blossom. Love it. And so what's the story behind Blossom? I don't think we've heard about it before.
It's several different stuff. In the end, it's just like wanting to be heard and to be understood, kind of. That's like the main message, I guess. But also, about this feeling, having things blossoming around you, or, just that feeling of, how do you say, developing.
It's a nice word, like really. Blossom. What's the German word for blossom?
Blüten.
Blüten.
Yeah, I don't think you nailed it, Ben, but I was going to say, that could almost, sometimes you go, I can see why you've sung that in English, but that would... That would work in both languages.
All right. Well, Milky Chance in for Like a Virgin this Friday morning. So what do we got? We got guitar, we got basses, we got drum kits. I think we're all good to go. Milky Chance, you're going to be doing your original track, Blossom.
Yeah.
Take it away whenever you're ready.
Say this.
see you. That's the man, that's the man, that's the man. All I feel is that I need you. Smile, that smile, that smile. All I feel is that I need you. That smile, that smile, that smile. Everything you get is just blue.
In for Triple J's Like a Virgin, playing their original Blossom this morning. Thank you so much for that, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Lovely stuff. I love that little little drum breakdown there from Antonio. That's not normally in the song with the drums there. How did that happen?
Well, we have 4-piece like this year, so we just expanded on the stage.
And how are you set up on the stage?
Like this? I mean, like, well, there's Philip is doing a lot of percussions and sounds, and Antonio is playing guitar. I play guitar, we got the drums, but we also got some backing tracks.
Are you going to add more people in the future, do you think, or you like it?
It'll be 10 next year.
10?
I actually read somewhere you were looking at going to 9. Is that 9? Is that false?
No, there's no plan. I mean, right now we're 4, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fake news online.
It's fake news.
Everything can happen.
Okay.
It's all right, you've stamped it out now, but you've done the original already. There is still time for a cover. So, do you have a bit of a clue for us this morning as to what you're going to cover?
Yeah, I mean, like the title of the track in German is "Ich bin wie ein Vogel."
Okay.
Or just Vogel. Maybe you can Google that word, Vogel.
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 Vogel. The clue is Vogel. That's a German word. I don't know what it means, but I assume it will give us a good clue as to what the cover's going
to
be.
All right, we'll get to the cover after the news on Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J. Your attention, please.
This is
Like a Virgin.
Capture that essence of feeling in a song.
Like a Virgin.
The point is to collaborate.
I think we're going to reveal
an original
no.
Undercover will be played.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
Milky Chance in for Triple J's Like a Virgin this morning. Clemens, Philip, Antonio and Sebastian has just smashed out the beautiful original of Blossom. Still a cover to come. And you've swapped a few instruments around, I've noticed, fellas. There's a lack of acoustic guitars in here now. Is this a big electronic guitar here?
Yeah, more electronic power.
And Philip, you've just decided to move a little bit closer to Clemens. Is there any reason why? Is that a musical thing? Are you just missing him a little bit in the last song?
We just like to swap.
Yeah, just to mix it up.
Yeah.
To change the scenes.
Sometimes, you know, you have to stand somewhere else.
This is true.
Is that your preferred instrument to play there, Philip?
The bass?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I love it. But I guess the guitar is more likely where I come from.
And would you rather have an electric guitar in your hands or an acoustic?
Acoustic.
Yeah, acoustic?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. It's just good to get people's preferences just so we can, you know, work out what you might be doing next time. But you're no stranger to covering songs. If you dig online, there's a few kicking around. You've covered the likes of The Police before. You've tackled The Pixies. Also, this one from Niles Barkley. Well, I think you're crazy.
And I think you're crazy. So how come you guys like doing covers so much?
Because we were asked for doing covers. I mean, to me, it's just really fun to grab a song and make it your own. Yeah, make a new interpretation out of it. So, and you can just do so many stuff. You can change the chords, you know, like change the rhythm, the tempo. So you can just, that's like the thing I like about it, like doing covers.
Have you seen online if anyone else has covered any of your tracks before?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah? Yeah.
I think Askia covered one of your songs for Like a Virgin a while
back. Yeah, that's right. We did really see good. That one. That was cool.
So you have a cover to come this morning, which we have asked you to do one. This is true. You didn't barge in here and ask to do one. But your clue was Ich bin ein Vogel. Did I say that right?
Ich bin wie ein Vogel.
Okay.
I think a lot of people getting this one on the text line.
What is the translation, though, please, Clemens?
I'm like a bird.
Yes.
It's a song.
Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado.
Why Furtado? Is she an inspiration of yours? You just like the song?
It's cool. I mean, we like the song. It's a really song. Cool song. It's a nice pop song.
When was the first time you heard this song?
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe I watched like MTV after coming home from school, I guess. I did that back in the days, watching MTV music clips. So I guess I watched the clip and the song.
You mentioned you heard a lot of English songs on the radio in Germany. Do you reckon you would have heard this one at some point getting played?
Yeah, I mean, it was maybe number one hit in Germany, I guess. Or yeah. Was it?
I remember, though, when I was in school, like a school for like music, and it's like every year we did this meeting where all the students like sang something in front of the group, and a good friend of mine sang that song. Larissa.
Larissa. Just shout outs all over the spot at the moment.
She did well.
Well, let's not keep the listeners waiting any longer. We have got Milky Chance in the studio. They're going to be covering Nelly Furtado's I'm Like a Bird for Triple J's Like a Virgin. Whenever you're ready, Milky Chance.
Cool, thank you.
Take it away.
You're beautiful, that's for sure. You never ever fail. Love it, boy, it's not for sure. That I won't ever change. And then my love is grand. And then my love is too. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is. And all I need to you to know is I'm like a bird on a flyway. I don't know where my soul is. I don't know where my home is. And all I need to you to know is. I need
even after all these years, and it pains me so much to tell that you don't know me that. I don't know where my home is, and all I need to hear it now is I'm like a bait out in 5-8. I don't know where my soul is, I don't know where my home is, and all I need to hear it now is.
Milky Chance in for Like a Virgin this morning. Thanks. On Triple J, covering I'm Like a Bird, Nelly Furtado. Thanks for the cover, guys.
Thank you.
That was a bit different. That's what covers are all about, though. I liked the blues there with the harmonica.
Yeah, sure.
does that get brought out very often, the harmonica?
The harmonica is a big part of our live show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, of the band on stage and everything. And also on the second album, there's 3 tracks with the harmonica, so it's becoming more and more a bigger role.
Do you ever feel just like a bit sad, maybe after a show, and you just get the harmonica out backstage and just play it?
Yeah, I mean, Antonio always has it with him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a cool thing. It's like such a small instrument, but with an enormous power, and like that's really cool.
Is there any other instruments that you want to get involved with on the third album, possibly? You know, I mean, you don't see a lot of harmonicas kicking about these days.
Well, Antonio can play the violin as well.
The violin? So
next time is the violin.
Yeah.
A bit more classical. Now, your last Grivna Moo set is going down tomorrow, late afternoon, in Bunbury in Western Australia. Do you have anything special planned for the last set?
Well, after that date, we're going to go on an island where the quokkas live.
The quokkas.
Yeah, not sure what the island was called again.
Rottnest Island?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, beauty. Yeah. Okay.
So that's the... Yeah.
Quokkas are very fond of selfies, so if you get your phone out, you better snap a photo with a quokka.
Yeah, we're going to try that.
And I mean, I know you're setting out on a big US tour after this as well, after you leave Australia. What from there for the rest of the year?
Touring.
I mean, we do the festivals through the summer, and then at the end of the year, we start our album tour, kind of like switch between US and Europe. Next year,
continuing.
Awesome. Well, keen to see what you guys do next. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Cool.
Triple, 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 triple